Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. I want to tell you again today about Jesus. Jesus has the name which is above every name. Did you know that the name of Jesus is honored right now while you're listening to this? His name is honored in heaven. This precious name of Jesus is honored above all names in the heavenly realm. And in fact, when the name of Jesus is heard and mentioned, there's praise and rejoicing. Oh yes, constantly. Constantly, this name of Jesus is the source of praise. Revelation 4, 10 and 11 says, "The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before him, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." And then Revelation 7 and 9 to 10, after this it says, "I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb." Oh yes, that name of Jesus is honored. Honored in heaven, and it's honored on the earth. Oh, I said yesterday about people swearing, or was it the day before? Swearing the name of Jesus. Don't dare do that as a Christian. Don't dare do that. That's the precious name of Jesus. Oh, no, if you love Jesus, when you hear the name of Jesus used as a swear word, it'll grieve you. You might even say something to the person who's abusing that beautiful name. For let me tell you this, oh, God's people, when they hear that name of Jesus, can't fail but to think about the one who poured out his blood for our sins. Oh, yes, he's the one who myriad and myriad of times, multiplied times, when we have cried to him. Oh, he has answered. Who has answered? Jesus has answered our prayers. He has delivered us so many times. And listen, those who love him and worship him love that name of Jesus. And there's coming a day where every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. Yes, that day is coming. And let me tell you this, his name is honored in heaven. His name is honored on the earth, and his name even is honored in hell. You know, when Jesus was on the earth, the demons, the very demons, gave deep respect and reverence. Matthew 5 and verse 6 cried out with a loud voice and said, "What do I have to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure you by God that thou do not torment me." Everybody has respect and will have respect and honor for that name of Jesus. But if you're not saved, Jesus is just another name, buddy. But let me tell you about our Jesus. He can be your Jesus. He came here and he died for sinners, and he rose again on the third day, and he's coming back to judge the living and the dead. He commands that all men everywhere repent and believe the gospel. And if you do that, he'll save you. Now that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.